Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150. My name is Randy Melzer. I will be your host today. Tony Bush, our co-host, is traveling, so I'll be doing the show today. Along with me, I have Tom Duglopowski. I tried that a couple of times. That's the last time I'm going to do that one today. Tom's also one of our SCORE members and will be with us today, kind of co-hosting. We also have some guests today that should be rather interesting. We have Ryan and Jenny Wolfrath, who will be from Wolfrath's Curb, talking about how they got their business started and how they market their business and so on here in the Valley. So we, as I said, this is Biz Talk with SCORE. First thing I'd like to do is just take a couple of minutes, tell you a little bit about SCORE here in the Fox Cities, who we are and what we do. The SCORE chapter here has about 35 mentors of all different walks of life that can help you if you're looking to get started in business. The mentors can help you in the areas of marketing, accounting, finance, intellectual property, any of the different areas that you're going to need help with to get your business started. Each of the people has their own specialty but can help you in just general areas as well. So, and the nice part about that is that all of our counseling services are free. So all you need to do is get in contact with us at our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and sign up requesting help from us. We also serve an area of 8 counties all the way down to the Fond du Lac, Green Lake area, as well as Calumet, Waupaca, Winnebago, Outagamie County. And so, again, if you're in that area and are looking for help to get your business started, please give us a call, contact us either by phone or on the website. SCORE itself is part of the Small Business Administration here, and we are members of that organization. Right now, there are over 400 chapters throughout the United States with around 14,000 volunteers. So it's a large organization. Our primary goal, as I said, is to help you get started in business so that you can move along, move ahead, and get your idea out there and be successful. So that's what SCORE is all about. In addition to offering the free mentoring services, SCORE also provides a number of workshops and special seminars. The one coming up very shortly, I'd just like to remind you of, is going to be the Simple Steps Program for Starting Your Business. It is a 5-session program. The first session is going to be held on May 16th. It runs from 8 a.m. until 12:30, and it'll be held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop here in downtown Appleton, right on College Avenue. That is a startup and basic program, so if you're thinking about starting a business, need help, want to get ideas what it's all about to be an entrepreneur, that's the program that you should attend. It's $25 for the first session, and again, you can sign up for that on our website at foxcities.score.org. Then we'll be following that up with 4 additional sessions. They will be on June the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. Those sessions are in the evenings from 6 to 9, and we'll be featuring a lot of the special programs that we have. That'll be including the basic concepts of your business. Should I be a sole proprietorship? Should I be a LLC? What type of business should I be? Third session, I should say, is in marketing, and we'll be talking a lot about social media as well as other forms of marketing. We'll be also then on the 4th session, which is financial projections, helping you look at all of the different things that go into the financial information about your business, including a CD that has all of the different forms and templates that you're going to need and can use to get your business organized financially so you know where we are. And then the final session will be on funding, which is something that everybody's looking for, and that is very simply, where do I get the money? So we will have our SCORE mentors available at those sessions, as well as some of the professionals from our different sponsors who will be there to help talk to you all about each of those different packages. As I said, it's 5 different sessions. Each one is $25, and if you go out and register on our website at www.foxcities.score.org, www.foxcities.score.org. So that will be coming up very, very soon. Also, would like to remind you that we are brought to you by a number of sponsors each week. Just remind you who those are. We have the... okay, it's going to work that way today without having Tony here to keep me on track here sometimes. Okay, our sponsors are Fox Communities Credit Union. They handle all the business lending that you might need. For law needs, we have Epiphany Law, which is a law boutique here in the Valley, taking care of business law. And with the accounting side, our sponsor is Albertson Hailing, CPAs here in the Fox Cities and Green Bay. We also have the eBiz Results organization that has put together our website. They do web design and web enhancement. And also would like to remind you about the business news every 2 weeks published here throughout the Valley, and with all of the up-to-date news from the area here, both Outagamie, Winnebago County, Brown, Calumet, Door, anything that's going on in the area of business. The Business News is an excellent periodical that you can get to pick up on all of that information. So with that all, we will be taking a quick break here, then getting back to meet with our guests from Wolf Rath's Curb. So be right back. This is the Biz Talk Show on WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150. Good morning again, and welcome back to the BizTalk program here. My name is Randy Melzer, and I have Tom D.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
As I said, Tom's been one of our mentors with SCORE for a little over a year now, and so he'll be helping out today with us. And also, we have our guests in the studio today, Ryan and Jenny Wolfrath from Wolfrath Curb. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you here. I think to get us started, if you'd like to just tell us a little bit about Wolfrath Curb, what your business is all about, what you do.
Well, we do decorative landscape curbing throughout all the Fox Cities, Green Bay area. It's a landscape border. Basically, what we do is replace all the black plastic edging and put down a concrete border just to give more curb appeal for people's landscape beds and around their houses, residential, commercial.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
We've been in business for 7 years now.
About 7 years, okay. And Jenny, you've been involved now that long in the program?
Well, him and I have been together for about 4 years, so okay. Yes, four years.
Now, we recognize the name Wolfrath, and I know people are familiar with the nursery. Are you part of that, or how did you come about your part of the business?
We are a sister company, so it is a separate business, but we do work together very closely. Whenever I can get a landscape job, obviously I'm going to refer the nursery to do that.
Okay.
And they do so for me as well. So it definitely does separate us apart from a lot of other landscape companies, because we can do the whole package and get that rolling for everyone.
Okay, so you do work hand in glove with the nursery, refer back and forth?
Exactly.
Okay, and has that helped you as far as getting your business started?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just the name itself has helped us. When I first got into it, that's why I called it Wolfrath's Curb. Obviously, my parents established a great name for over 50 years. So by doing that, I was able to catch a huge group of the market by people that they've already serviced in the industry for 50 years. So I think it was a no-brainer by calling it Wolfrath's Curb.
Okay. And your background was in the landscape business?
I come from a marketing background from Fox Valley Technical College. I have a lot of management background. I've actually managed a mall in the mall, Hollister Company, and then I moved on to Best Buy for retail. So by doing that, I've had over 110 employees underneath me. So
okay.
Having that, and then I went right straight into landscaping because I wanted to be on my own. So
okay.
Figured I'd go that route.
Okay, so now you got yourself a full-time 24/7 type of job.
Exactly.
Okay. Jenny, what is your role with the company?
I help Ryan a lot with both marketing and the customer service aspect. So a lot of his marketing is done via trade shows, so I will help him. We might double up and do two trade shows in one weekend. He'll be in one spot and I'll be in one. And then also a lot of customer follow-up. So obviously at these trade shows we get names, and then I am a lot of the times the one that follows up on the phone to get them set up for the estimates and things like that, touch base with them after, just to make sure that they know we're there on the list and when we're going to be there and they haven't been forgotten. So he's a lot of the one-on-one. He also is on the phone all the time as well, but I help with the customer service part of it, and then, like I said, the marketing too. So
okay, so you're both fully engaged in the program.
Yes,
okay.
Very much so.
Just as a question, when we work with especially a husband and wife team like this, one of the questions that always comes up is how do you interact? I mean, Ryan, you're one personality, and Jenny, you have another. How do you work together and be able to still be a family?
We're two very different people, that's for sure. I'm a very conservative person, and Ryan is very, very driven, and he knows it takes money to make money. And so I think we keep each other grounded, and we balance each other very well. And it kind of butts heads sometimes when comes at home, because it's the same way there. He's just very driven. He gets an idea, and he's going to run with it. And
okay.
So I bring him down to reality once in a while, and he makes me strive more for things that I'm not used to doing. So I think we're a good balance. I really do. It works well with both personal and the business world. So.
Okay, wonderful. And
Jenny,
Tom?
You were referencing marketing. What are some of your outlets for marketing your services?
Well, I come from a communications background. I went to UWGB, so I have a lot of background just with studies. But then I've also, I interned for Cumulus Radio, so I kind of know some of the ins and outs of how to reach people, and based on my studies too. And then I've done a lot of sales type stuff, a lot of inside sales. I actually work full time aside from Wolf Rass Curb doing some customer service with sales. So I guess I'm just, my background is really knowing my audience and how to target people and how to talk to people. Okay. So it comes in, plays hand in hand with owning a business and owning Wolf Rass Curb.
And then, and Ryan, as far as your marketing plan, what different media do you use to get your business going?
We use all sorts of different marketing magazines. Right now, we just had an ad come out just this past week at Savings Cash Magazine. So that's hitting roughly about 110,000 homes throughout the Fox Valley area, and then about 110,000 homes in the Green Bay area.
Okay.
And that's just like a coupon mailer.
Right.
So as far as being able to reach them. Also, we are marketing on TV this year with NBC 26. So we do have TV ads that are consistently out throughout the months of May, April, May, and June. So that's a little bit different approach that I have. So
this year, okay.
Lot of mailers, though.
A lot of mailers. And the website?
Website is www.wolfrasscurb.com. You can go on there. As far as signing up for estimates, you can sign up online. We got photo galleries, contact page. We also have very detailed of the process and how the curbing process actually works. So very detailed, right to the point. So almost everyone knows what curbing is before they even make the phone call.
Okay. Right now, I think it's about time for us to take a quick break. Just a reminder, if you have any questions for Ryan and Jenny, please give us a call here. Our numbers are 281-1150 here in Appleton. You can also reach us at 1-866-887-1150. That's the TDS Metricom toll-free line. So if you have any questions, please give us a call. We'd be happy to take those over the air. This is Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Money, money.
Okay, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I have Tom D. from SCORE with us this morning. And we are interviewing Ryan and Jenny Wolfrath from Wolfrath Curb. Again, if you have any questions, please give us a call. We'll be happy to try and answer those on the air. For right now, though, I just kind of want to talk a little bit, Ryan, when we were talking originally about how you put together your business, business plan, and how that works for you.
When starting a business plan, I think it's a very valid point that's got to be made. I always change my business plan probably every 6 months, and it always should be changing. If you're not changing it, you're set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Things change throughout time while owning your business, and if you're not capable to change, that's when bad things can happen.
Yep.
So
okay.
I change it every 6 months. I set a goal to change it every 6 months. As far as if it's based on the marketing plan, competitive analysis, knowing what your competitors are doing.
Okay.
That's a huge one. Everyone's changing things up. So if you can stay ahead of the game, I think your business plan should stay intact. So,
and part of that business plan was developed originally when you were putting the business together, so you'd be able to talk to the banks and so on with that?
Yes. I was very fortunate that I didn't have to take out a large loan, but back in 2006 when we started, it was during the recession. So obviously banks were very tight on money. They weren't lending out much at all, so how I approached them, I did approach them by using the Wolfrath name just to get me jump started.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that was a great idea to get up and going using a company's name that's been in business for 50 years and does have a great following. So I did have equity built up in vehicles and stuff like that, so I was able to get the small amount that I needed to start up the curbing company.
Okay, and as far as that going into the curbing idea, that's a little bit different kind of a program. Did you have problems, explaining to the banker or to other people what it was all about and how you were going to make this thing work?
They somewhat knew what it was. It was getting popular when I took over. The thing with me is there was probably a good 4 solid companies in the area, so it was going to be tough for me to make that official bang into the market. So I pushed my name on mm-hmm. it and pushed creativity.
Okay.
That's one thing that's going to set me apart from a lot of the other competition that I have is the creativity that we bring to the field in landscape curbing. So
okay. How many employees do you have?
We have 5 employees at this location, and I just recently started another landscape curbing company down in southeast Wisconsin, down in Milwaukee area, Jackson.
Okay.
So,
does the curbing configuration stay static, and do you have different colors or textures to it?
Great question. We have over 40 different colors to choose from. I have multiple stamps, probably close to 20 different stamps. I can make curbing look natural like stones versus a typical stamp pattern that's very repetitive, what everyone's used to seeing. That's one area that I tried to be more creative, is making stuff look way more realistic than the average curb. As far as we got multiple colors to choose from and multiple stamps.
Okay.
To whatever fits each individual's house. So,
okay. One of the things that you mentioned, too, is a kind of branching out. Instead of just doing just the curbing work, that you also are a training facility for people. And now, of course, you talked about the operation down in the Milwaukee area. Can you kind of fill us in on how you've moved along kind of growing this thing?
It's been a long road. It's been fun. But as Jenny said, I am more on the entrepreneur side. So as far as the Curb Depot, that's one of the largest manufacturing companies in the entire country for curbing supplies. So
okay.
There's people from Florida, California, Arizona that are consistently buying products throughout the Curb Depot. And
you said they're located here in,
right
in the
here
valley?
Right here in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they also do full full trainings as far as people coming in, buying the equipment through the Curb Depot, and Wolf Rass Curb is the training company for
them.
So anyone that's getting started into curbing, we will be doing the training. So.
Okay, and then you said the people all over the country that come to this area to learn how to do this then.
Exactly.
Okay, and then the move to the Milwaukee area, south of Wisconsin, how did that develop?
I've been going down there for the past 3 years, and there's only two other concrete curbers in the area down there, which that market was very untapped. So I noticed that there was two, which is good. Competition is great. So I figured by getting taking one of my foremans down there and starting up another one, giving him a chance to succeed in life as Jenny and I were so blessed to be able to do. So he's going to be running it down there and giving him a chance, and we're going to try rolling with it. So.
Wonderful. Okay. And if somebody would want to get in contact with you, you can give us your contact information.
For Wolf Rass Curb, you can call us. It's 920-212-2872 or just 212-CURB.
Okay.
And you can check us out online, too, at www.wolfrasscurb.com.
Okay. So that was 212-CURB.
Exactly.
Okay. That's our way to work with that. Yeah.
Ryan, how long has this curbing idea been in existence?
Curbing was invented probably about 30 years ago. It's an Australian product, and the guy that invented it brought it over down towards Florida area, and that's where it started kind of hitting popular in the United States. But very popular in Australia and obviously here in the U.S., so... And it seems like it follows the hubs. There's four main hubs. There's one in Georgia where there's a lot of curbers. Obviously, Florida, there's a lot of curbers. And then Wisconsin near the Curb Depot where we're the training company for them. Obviously, there's a lot of curbers around here. And then one more out in Utah.
Okay.
What happens, though, in the wintertime with our huge frost problems that we have? And then as we had this year, we had the thawing and then frost back again. What prevents that product from heaving and breaking?
It's a great question. Most of the curbers in the area, along with myself, we all put steel cable reinforcement in it. That's what's going to prevent the cable or the curb from heaving and separating. Now, there's a lot. Cable is a huge part, and that's what can make a curb look ugly is when there's no cable. And during that freeze-thaw cycle, like what you were just talking about and describing, the ground movement, because of the harsh Wisconsin weathers, can move that curb up and down. So the cable definitely does prevent that from happening. So.
Okay. And you were saying off-air that you supply that also to your competition.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They're going to be using it. I know they're going to be using it, so I figured, why not sell it to them?
Okay.
So I do sell galvanized steel cable throughout majority of the curbers in the area. And one benefit that it does help me that I used is it helps me guide to where I am at with my competition because I know how much feet they part.
Ah, so that way you use it as a marketing tool to find out what your market share is?
Exactly.
Okay, that's an interesting idea.
Could your competitor come up with a different cable configuration or specs, for example, carbon steel as opposed to your product that you're currently using?
I'm guessing no, because with the competition being so tough around this area and so tight, that price is a huge benefit to us. So if you started going into something like that, they probably would be paying a lot more per foot and margins would go down and probably, you know, you'd start seeing some companies fall. So they could always shop around, but I'm very fair with them and they know that. I'm not doing it to try making tons of money on it, but I am taking the risk and trying to reap a reward out of it. So by doing that.
Would you compromise the quality of your product and supply a curbing without the steel rod?
as far as for the product, you have to put it in. Okay. For these locations, you have to put it in. And the funny thing is, too, is everyone thinks just Wisconsin has this. I go down to Florida probably every other year, and we'll look at curbing. I got a couple buddies down there that curb. And if you look at the curb, it still heaves and separates down in Florida. And the reason for that is due to the sand. It's very sandy.
Okay.
So that sand pushes everything around. So we deal with the frost. They deal with the sand. And no one uses cable down there, so that's a whole different untapped market.
And you have hurricanes down south.
Yeah.
And as far as I just wanted to add to that, compromising product by taking something out, Ryan is very, very upfront with his customers, and he'll say straightforward, I'm not the cheapest out there. And he will add, I can be, but I will start taking products out to get that price down, and I don't do that.
Right.
So he wants to get it done right the first time, and if it's more expensive, so be it. And if they want to go cheaper, that's fine. But he has a good name established, and he doesn't want to compromise his product in any way. So to
put his faith in his product, do you have an extended warranty?
Yes, I do have a 5-year warranty on any type of heaving and separation throughout the curb. So.
All right. Well, we're talking to Ryan and Jenny Wolfrath here from Wolfrath Curb. If you have any questions, please give us a call. The number here is 281-1150 or at the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. And I think right now we're about ready to take another quick break. We'll be back to finish things up and talk a little bit about what the biz tip for today will be. So we'll be getting back to you very shortly. Right now, this is the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning and welcome back again to the Biz Talk show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I have Tom D with us today as a guest host. And we are talking to Ryan and Jenna Wolfrath from Wolfrath Curb. When we finished off, we were talking a little bit about some of the things that you've done and so on. One of the things that we're going to kind of look at is, you know, what would you suggest for people who are starting a business, things that they should do, pitfalls, areas, thoughts that you have on making sure that you do it right?
I would go right straight back to that business plan. Make sure you're not skipping anything, being very detailed with it, because that the first 3 years when you start up your company, that's the best chance you can fail.
Right.
So just making sure that you keep everything intact, everything in line, before you even get into the market. Obviously, you're going to be having competition. Make sure the you know that competition inside and out.
Okay.
I think that's very crucial when starting a company, is just knowing that competition. Because if you can be somewhat a little bit different than anyone else, you're going to stand out.
Okay.
And that's what I strive so hard to do.
Okay.
Is standing out, what separates Wolfrath's Curb from everyone else.
And right. That's one of the things, see, Tom's eyes are lighting up and mine do too. Whenever we talk to any of our clients, is to be sure that you understand your business plan, understand what your competency is and the value that you bring, that makes you that much different. So that very strong point in your plan, and also then incorporating that, I would imagine, into all your marketing as well.
Exactly. I strive with our marketing. I want people to see different products when they see us. I don't want the same old product consistently being on my marketing ads. So strive to be different. And I guess one thing I can say is keep looking, because I'm going to have some crazier things coming out in the next few months.
You did mention the fact that keeping your website up to date and keep changing things up on that.
Very crucial, and that's a great point. When I first started out, there was about 15 curbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say right now we're down to close to probably about six solid competitors that I deal with throughout the area. And I was always wondering everyone wonders when you type in whatever you're searching for on Google or Yahoo, Bing, et cetera, How do you get yourself up to the top? Mm-hmm. That's a main question that everyone asks as far as for marketing and
website enhancement.
Yeah, exactly. One of the main keys is always change your website, whether it's every 2 months, 6 months, change is good. Mm-hmm. And I know right now you type it in, Kirby Oshkosh, I'm pretty sure I'm one or two. Appleton, I'm probably close to one or two. And, you know, it took some years to do it, but if you consistently change that, that's how.
I did notice when I went out on the site that you have some really good visuals on it, but you also have a song, a music background or music bed behind it.
We do have music on it. One of the Jenny's brother actually designed that website for us. Stevie did for free, so that's a good way for, because obviously websites are not cheap. So thanks to Stevie for doing that. And it was, you know, it's an awesome website. And I did have another guy make my Milwaukee website, mm-hmm. and I wanted to put music in. Apparently he said that that's not normal now. So,
okay.
but
I must be dating myself because I think it's kind of cool. It's
you know what? I like it, yeah. And I'm going to keep it like that because exactly what you said. It's different, mm-hmm. and I want to be different.
Okay. Now, you also tie in social media with your site as well?
Yep. You can check us out. If you go on the search engine in Facebook, you can just type in Wolf Rask Curb. You can find us. One way, obviously, I see a lot of people doing estimates, and I will always throw out, hey, like us on Facebook, I'll take $25 off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'll throw additional $25 off. By them liking that, now I'm connecting with 300 of their friends or 200, and they just saw someone that I don't even know, mm-hmm. likes Wolf Rask Curb, and it's just allowing, you just put yourself into 300 people.
Okay.
And if that person likes it, now you just put yourself into 300 people, and you didn't even do anything.
Right.
So it's a great marketing strategy by using Facebook.
Great.
Ryan,
okay.
In conjunction with those last comments, do you use any testimonials from customers?
I have a brochure. And on the back side of the brochure, so if you flip it around, it's the first thing you see. All I have is testimonials written all the way down. So, and, you know, if anyone needs addresses or phone numbers or anything like that, I'd be more than willing to give them the address so they can actually see our work.
Okay, great. Well, we're getting down to about that point in time where we usually ask our guests if they have a specific biz tip that they want to leave for people today. So I'm going to turn it over to Jenny, you and Ryan, if you want to tell us what your biz tip would be to people.
This is what I've always strived on, and I touched on it a couple times throughout the hour, is be different, be creative, and know your competition. Knowing the competition gives you a huge advantage on the whole business in general. So as long as you can be different, people will notice that. Customers want different. Everyone wants different. So that's what I strive for.
Okay. Jane, do you have something to add to that? Or?
I think really don't allow yourself to fail, or don't set yourself up for failure. But like he said, really strive. He's got a very entrepreneurish type mindset. And so I have learned now to appreciate that more. Like I said, I'm typically a very conservative person, and I've let him run with his ideas because I've seen the benefits of it. I had mentioned to you earlier, we're building a house right now, and it's a nice house, and it's going to be a nice living for us. And it all stemmed from just his ideas. And he actually pretty much designed the house because he's just got a very creative mind. So I think just let loose and go with your instincts and trust in your work, and you'll achieve.
Okay. Wonderful. Tom, did you have a last question there, or?
No, okay. No further questions.
Okay.
Another thing that I would like to say is if you do decide to get in business, sell yourself. Yourself is you're the number one thing that people are buying. It's not necessarily the product. They want to know who they're buying from, and just sell yourself.
Okay, and especially we know that in the Valley, that a name and being recognized for good work is probably the most valuable thing you can come up with in this area.
Exactly.
Okay.
For sure.
You've managed to come through kind of a rough period when you started out. What do you see coming up as far as how the market is improving? Is it getting better? Are things looking good? Or where do you see it for right now?
Throughout the recession, it was tough, especially starting out. You know, I started out getting a lot of advertising out so I could – people knew that we were doing curbing, but I see the outlook looking bright. There's a lot more housing getting built, mm-hmm. so that's obviously what we're looking for. Throughout the last 5 years, there was not much housing being done, so a lot of the work that we were doing was rework, so – I think it's going to be bright with new housing going up and stuff. So
great. Okay. Wonderful. Things are moving along. And to get in contact with you,
you can check us out online again, www.wolfrasscurb.com, or call us 920-212-2872.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you very much, Ryan, Jenny, for being here today. Again, my name's Randy Melzer. We had Tom D, our guest host today. Tom, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we will be back again next week. Our guest next week is going to be Dave Johnson from McClone Appraisal. We'll be talking a little bit about business continuation and how to move a business on to the next generation. So we'll be talking about that. So again, you've been listening to the Biz Talk show here on WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150.